Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two on this third day of January 2007. I'm just now starting to get used to that. For by the time I get accustomed, it'll be 2008. Let's go back to your calls, and then I'm going to get into Israel saying they may go ahead. Their top think tank has advised them in the past saying they can go ahead and go it alone with Iran. What Bush Sr. said yesterday confirmed about the JFK assassination, some other key audio clips, and three different guests coming up. We're going to give you an update from the FEMA camp north of Austin with the men that were there yesterday, Aaron Dykes and Kevin Smith. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Joe. Joe, where are you calling me from today?
Hey, Alex. I'm up in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. All right. What's going on, my Steeler?
Well, my man, I actually called you on Friday for your last 2006 broadcast. And,
yes.
And I thought we had a good little talk. However, after we hung up, I think I was a little bit misconstrued by the caller after me who...
Well, I don't remember. Refresh my feeble memory.
Well, he said his name was Dino from Oregon, and I had mentioned in my call...
Oh, I remember now. No, but I defended you. I just think Dino was mad about the state of events, and he just... You were saying you're a musician. You want
right.
to have some events up in Pittsburgh on 9/11. You'd like to have me up there. And then, you know, he kind of had and said something a little nasty. But I think that was just the mood. I don't think I was construing you trying to...
No, not you, him.
don't worry, I'm sure Dino will call in now.
Yeah, well, thanks for defending me. Dino mentioned that he was listening to your show for 6 years. I've only been listening to your show for 6 months, and I'm trying to put something together to get people informed. I just had a quick question for him. If he does call in... what has he done to try to help the movement? That's secondary to the reason why I called again. I became a gun owner on Friday for the first time. After we spoke on the phone, we went to the gun store, my girlfriend and I, and bought ourselves a shotgun here.
Good.
To protect the home front. And
Have you ever fired a firearm before?
Yeah, I've fired firearms in the past a few
well,
times.
Well, it's totally worth it. To talk to a local shooting range and ask who their best teacher is, and you may have to go out to a skeet range if it's a shotgun. But I'd take a couple of lessons, and then I'd go out and practice yourself, because it's a, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man's uncle says.
Exactly.
Because I advise everybody to buy firearms, but stow them properly and learn how to use them. You know, I've been shooting since I'm knee-high to a grasshopper, and I still get out amongst people who are veterans and really good with guns, and they still don't follow proper procedures. And so I don't want to get people killed out there, but I do think everybody needs guns, but just be careful with them.
Exactly. Just one more thing I wanted to add also was that I think the whole truth movement, as I call it, is kind of, I don't know, disorganized. And
in a way, that's good. Everybody's always saying we got to be organized, and I think we need organizing thoughts, an organizing manifesto, you know, organized music, where sheet of music we're playing off of here, but I really think it makes us unstoppable that we're roving wolf packs here, lone wolves. That really makes us hard to penetrate and stop.
I'd like to try to send you or at least a clip from a song that my girlfriend and I... We've been writing some new songs here.
Stay there. We'll let you finish up. We'll talk about consolidated resistance versus wolf packs on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. It is the GCN Radio Network. This is Wolfpack Leader Jones from FEMA Sector 10. We'll be right back.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to go back to Joe in Pittsburgh in a minute. He was talking about organizing versus not being organized against the New World Order. And it's a very complex issue, and I've really studied it, and I want to try to spend a few minutes laying that out. Then we'll go to Chris and John and many others that are patiently holding. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we've got Kevin Smith and Aaron Dykes here in studio to talk about the FEMA camp north of Austin and Taylor they visited yesterday. We were up here until about 1 in the morning last night working on that report, in between working on the new film, to be putting that out for free. A lot of our reports we put out for free on Google Video, but about half of them aren't free. We put them up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Let's go ahead, though, and go to a surprise call. Jack McClam, who's here on the Genesis Network every night at 7 o'clock Central, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, what, cop of the year twice, I guess, and also a Vietnam a vet of that era, great patriot, head of the police and military against the New World Order for 25 years. He put out the Vampire Killer 2000 document that's woken up millions of police over the years. Let's go to Jack McClam. Jack, you wanted to comment on my discussion last hour of the New Orleans police that shot two innocent people, killed them, and then tried to frame some of the other innocent people they'd been shooting at, and I have no idea what your take is on it, but I'd like to get it. Welcome, Jack.
Yes, thank you, brother. Good to talk to you, Alex. Happy New Year to you.
You bet.
Here about 6 months ago, our police and military association put out a publication that showed 12 ways in which judges and prosecutors, both government agents today, manipulate the jury's minds to come out with a jury decision that they wish to come out with. And what we found over the years, as we've attended literally hundreds of thousands of trials, is that when the government has a friend or an associate on trial, many times the judge will allow the prosecution to come in with a charge that is totally unsubstantiated. In other words, they can't prove it, like first-degree murder in this case. And then the judge will not allow the jury to accept a lower charge if the jury finds out these people can't be convicted of first-degree murder. Then the judge just lets them off. The judge will not allow the jury to come in with second-degree murder or manslaughter or something like
that.
So
it's a way to, with massive attention, to make it look like the state was trying to hit them hard. But
yeah,
in truth, clearly it's not premeditated murder. It's a crime of passion.
Yeah.
Manslaughter, negligent homicide, one of those two. You can give me your take on which one you think it is. And, that's a really good point, Jack.
Yeah, and that we've seen this happen over and over again. But in most cases where it'd be a citizen on trial, the judge will allow the jury to come back with a lesser charge, the finding of a lesser guilty verdict on somebody. But
what do you think of the case itself and then how they tried to frame people they'd been shooting at for no reason?
Well, it just sounds like it's the classic case where they're going to let these officers off, is what it sounds like. And so they're muddying the water with all of these other charges and trying to manipulate the jury before the jury's even in the jury pool. You know what I mean? The jury reads the newspaper, or the people that are going to be on the jury that don't even know they're going to be on the jury, and they start reading all these things, and then they pick the jury, and the jury is confused and misdirected many times. And it sounds like this is a classic case of misdirection for the jury members and for the public.
They don't contest, they just open fire on a crowd of people.
Right.
What charge do you think there should be?
Well, I don't know all the evidence going to be presented, but it sounds like a good case for second-degree murder is what it sounds like. You know, if they just open fire on a group of people out there, unless we find in the evidence, true evidence, that is, because a lot of times they manufacture evidence, the government does, and manufacture witnesses, destroy evidence and destroy witnesses, you know, don't let witnesses on to testify. We find this in many of these government cases. And but if it is true that they just opened fire on a group of citizens out there, the second-degree murder would be a good charge to go with on this case.
Jack McClam, they admit that they tried to basically charge some of the people that had done nothing, I guess, as a way to suppress them and keep them from suing or speaking out. To me, that is the big premeditated crime right there.
Yeah, many times, as you know, Alex, whenever you have... this happened in the city of Phoenix when I was a police investigator there. Whenever somebody has a good case to sue the city will charge them with something. And then they'll do a King's X. You know, you drop your charges, we'll drop your... You know, if you're not going to sue the city, then we'll drop our charges against you. And so you never know, Alex, the games they're playing, but we would ask the public before they stand and go in for jury duty to get a copy of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter we put out specifically for prospective jurors to read these 12 ways in which the judge and the prosecutor will secretly manipulate their minds without them knowing about it to come out with a jury decision the government wants in these cases. Everybody ought to read that so that they and then before they go for jury duty, pull it down and read it again.
Well, many Americans think that we've had our right to vote taken away because of these fraudulent machines, but we still have the grand jury box and the jury box, which are also forms of a pure vote. And all the jurisprudence, all the precedents, the Founding Fathers stated, it is a veto, the people's veto, against bad law and bad corrupt systems. And so even if it's, quote, the law, let's say that a black man wasn't allowed to, say, when he was a slave, take a hickory stick away from somebody beating him and beat his master to death, and you know, the jury thinks that this person really should be allowed to go free, the jury can say, well, according to the law, may say he's a slave, but we say he's going free. That happened during the first years of abolition.
Sure.
And then, of course, there's, you know, the famous cases that people then put into fiction books, like A Time to Kill, like somebody rapes and kills somebody's little daughter or beats him, and then the father goes and blows him away, and the jury says, we don't care, he walks. That's what the jury's supposed to do.
It is, but Alex, say if the people knew of these 12 ways, and there's other ways too, in which the government agent judge and the government agent prosecutor conspired together without the knowledge, covertly, without the knowledge of the jurors, to manipulate their minds, they would be a much better juror going into these cases. And so we request all Americans to read this Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on empowering the jury to know when the judge and the prosecutor have formed a conspiracy against
the jury. Now, can folks go to jackmcclam.com, or do they need to write to you to get that?
Yeah, that would be fine. Just www.jackmcclam.com.
Does that have your jury paper on it?
It does, yes. Well, they can just call that number and there, or write to the address, and we request, because we're an all-volunteer police and military association, that they put $3 in an envelope to help us pay for the postage and pay for the printing cost.
Well, that's important, Jack, that people get a copy of it, but I would also just throw it up on the web. I think something that important, because I've heard you do shows on it, and I've read some of your past material that I agree with.
Let us do this, Alex. Let us send you out a copy of it. And you'll see how powerful it is. If every juror, or prospective juror, before they went into voir dire, would read that newsletter, they would be ready for anything the prosecutor and judge are going to concoct to try to get their friends off in a case, or to convict somebody that is a political prisoner, as we have so many today, political prisoners. They won't be likely to go along with the manipulation, psychological manipulation of the judge and the prosecutor. Let us send you a copy of that, Alex, and you look at it, and you'll see what we mean. That every
I've interviewed Red Beckman and many others, the father of the fully formed jury association movement. But no, I've heard your analysis of it and all the tricks that you've learned they're using. So that's great, Jack. Thank you for coming on. I need to get you on as a guest soon.
Okay, brother. Sounds good.
How are things going up there in the great Rocky Mountains?
Hey, things are going very well. We're having meetings again here for the citizens in the county, and they're going very, very well as we're trying to stave off the national ID and all these things that the county can actually stop. You know, our county leadership can actually stop these things, even if the state goes along with it, and so we're happy to have our meeting started up again.
In the last minute we've got left, I think it's important that we stay in different groups and different organizations and different tactics, but read from the same sheet of music, the Constitution, because that makes us harder to penetrate or control. Do you agree with my analysis on the lone wolf mode?
I do, brother. It's so important that we stay in our small groups, because for years and years, government snitches and agents have been trying to convince us to all come together in one big group in America, and that's the worst thing you could do, because it's so easy to penetrate so many groups that this has been done to over the years that we know of. And so, no, don't come together in one group. Stay independent.
And by that, you still go to big meetings. You're still part of bigger groups, but it's just when you've only got a few big groups, it's easy for them to take control of them, manipulate them, demonize them, but they can't stop just a general movement of liberty and freedom. All
right,
Jack McClam, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, brother.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, watch these people, and I know it's instinctive to want a leader, but watch these people that, you know, say, we need to be the leader.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Calls because I got Kevin and Aaron who were up there at the FEMA camp yesterday to be in studio to tell you some of the other things they witnessed after the show ended. They're in Taylor, Texas, north of Austin. I've got a bunch of global news to cover, several other big audio clips I want to play, and two guests in the next hour. Joe in Pittsburgh, you were asking about, you know, everybody coming together And it seems like, you know, at a primitive level, let's all get together, let's go wage war on the enemy, let's have one group, one organization. Then they can infiltrate, they can have people who infiltrate the group, you know, get caught with drugs or get caught with other bad things, or they can just demonize the, you know, the name of the group. But if you're just a movement of freedom, and by that, people coming together but starting lots of Second Amendment groups or border control groups, or land rights organizations or anti-globalist organizations, getting elected at city council, getting elected on the school board, just holding back big government. It's basically a constitutionalist philosophy. That's really the key here. You know, and I'm not saying your question was motivated by ill or bad, but so many others have come up to the ranks and demanded that, Jones, you must merge with us and fight the New World Order. And really, so many times that's just an attempt for egomaniacs to gain control of a movement, or they're just misguided, or they're feds. But you wanted to say something about music, and then I got to let you go.
Well, first of all, I do agree with you that of what you're just saying there. I meant disorganized in that not all of the groups that say they're for the truth movement are, you know, going by the sheet music of the Constitution, so to speak.
Well, that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to make this broadcast not about infighting and egomania like most other Patriot networks and talk show hosts. I've tried to make it about moving forward and having an effect, and we've done that to a great extent, and so have other organizations that are doing a good job, and so that's what's happening.
And the thing about music is, I think music is one of the most beautiful and inspiring things that a human being can be a part of and create. And I think that is a good way for people to come together. And that's
it
why
is. A lot of people are creating anti-New World Order music, from hip-hop to classical to you name it, and I appreciate your call. Send me the music you put together with your wife. I'd like to hear it. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Last week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I heard on my local Rush Limbaugh radio station, just to let you know, I don't normally tune into Rush Limbaugh. I heard in the morning where they give about a two, 3 minutes of Rush's commentary, and they had Rush commentating, giving an explanation of what Kevin Barrett was doing, Professor Barrett. He claimed that, just as O'Reilly has claimed that, Kevin Barrett is forcing his students to buy, his book on 9/11. Have you heard about that?
That's not true, and I've had Limbaugh attack me as the evil leader of 9/11 truth, who's, you know, I'm just out to destroy America, and I'm so evil, and I mean, these guys are dinosaurs, they're losing their audiences, they're losing their credibility, real conservatives are seeing right through them.
Isn't it great? Okay, I just wanted to encourage people to, you know, expose Limbaugh and discredit him whenever they get the chance. And a tip I wanted to ask your advice on calling into talk shows, you know, to discredit them. But what do you think about the idea of when a caller calls in to a host who's basically promoting war, you know, trying to trick us in a war through lies and half-truths, or trying to trick us into doing something unhealthy, for example, you know, say they're against vitamin C. They say you don't need it when it's an essential nutrient.
People like Dr. Dina Dell, yeah.
Yeah, things like, you know, foot doctor. But what do you think about letting the talk show host know exactly, or let the sponsors of the talk show host know why you won't patronize them, exactly what lies that these talk show hosts are telling. Write them down, call up the sponsors, or write them and let them know that you will not patronize them because of the host that they're promoting.
Well, it's a free country. You can do that if you want to. You know, I think it's the key is not so much even paying attention to those people, but just promoting alternative media that you found to be accurate, that you respect, that you think is valuable and valid. I think that's really more important than attacking them, because in the final equation, just attacking them isn't as effective as promoting the truth.
Well, I mean, it can be effective. Sometimes I've had callers after me who seem to agree with the host, but right after the host is forced to dump me, then, you know, I find that the next caller is a little bit shaky in his support for the host.
Yes, we'll be right back. Thanks for the call. I'll comment on tactics to use on these people when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Thanks to the renegades, the free.
Ken.
We got a bunch of phone calls. I'm going to get to them. I just want to remind new listeners that you can go back and listen to broadcasts I did 5, 10, even 12 years ago. We're talking about the North American Union. We're talking about national ID cards. We're talking about FEMA camps. We're talking about our military was going to be made up of foreigners, predominantly from Latin America. All of it is now mainstream news. 10 years ago, I was talking about how they'd have plans to push and promote implantable microchips for security or to have certain jobs or for children or Alzheimer patients. I was reading Pentagon documents. I'm not psychic. Now it's mainstream news. So we talk about real issues. We are trailblazers. We are explorers here on the cutting edge. And we're putting together a video report that's going to go up on the web of the Taylor FEMA Center. This is a center for entire families. And just briefly, I wanted to come in here and both of you give you their rundown of what happened at the Taylor facility. Aaron Dykes is putting together a report that will be going up tonight for everybody at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The first place you'll see it is JonesReport.com. Aaron does video editing, camera work, and webmasters, JonesReport.com. You heard from Kevin Smith yesterday on the ground via cell phone while Aaron was videotaping the facility. So let's hear from Aaron first on this issue. Aaron, give us your take on what's happening at the facility and run down what you witnessed and then some of the things after the show ended that you guys saw out there yesterday.
Sure, yeah. Basically, we showed up at a private holding facility that looks just like a public prison would that interacts with Homeland Security and other public officials, and they don't want to be seen. And most of the people in Taylor, Texas, don't even really know it's there. It's hidden in the bad part of town behind the railway stations. We were told to turn off our cameras, and we were brushed off the property. We even had an ICE officer come up and try to tell us he's one of the good guys. And yeah, they had.
Now, let's be
protest.
Clear. By property, you were up on the edge of it, by the road there. And then even once you were across the street, they came over and said, turn your camera off.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's despicable that they think they can tell American press to turn their cameras off.
Yeah, I mean, the First Amendment's always up for grabs, I guess, in their eyes.
Well, I mean, just boil down what you saw, what you witnessed, what some of the people that showed up, about 8 different people that we asked folks to show up there. It's out in the middle of nowhere. That's a pretty good number. I mean, think of it. Some of the Minutemen showed up, and they're exposing a facility to make sure the immigrants get their due process. But again, as the Houston Chronicle reported, this is really for U.S. citizens as they set the precedent to put whole families in these facilities.
Yeah, and we actually saw children and adults out on the recess grounds. Who were let out, you know, just for a short time, probably an hour or less.
And you've now got video of that.
We do have some video of that, yeah.
What time do you think it'll be up this evening?
Sometime this evening.
No telling.
As soon as possible, here.
Well, you're putting a lot into it. You're going back and putting Senate reports about FEMA camps in from the 80s. You're putting local newscasts in about the current camp. You cover a lot. Aaron, any other facets you want to cover?
Not right now. We'll see the report tonight.
What did you think being out there at a FEMA camp?
That's definitely scary. I mean, whether you call it for immigrants right now, it's for people. And it'll be citizens later on.
Well, I mean, they admit that. Kevin Smith?
Well, the initial reason we went out yesterday, there was a planned protest for this Jordanian family that's been split up. The mother,
the child's gone to CPS.
Well, one of them, the one that was actually American-born. They've been here for 5 years under legal visas. The father is in Haskell in some sort of a prison there, and the mother is in this unit. The youngest of their children has been grabbed by CPS, so this really fits into that same old plan we know about. We saw it in the Fallujah video. You split the family, you know how that would destroy you.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we have raw Fallujah footage where they're thumb scanning them, retina scanning them. They split up the families. It's hellish.
And we went out to see this protest that did not wasn't there, and so you put out the call online on the air yesterday, and we did have some people respond and come out there. And I think it's important that we don't forget what happened yesterday and the day before, because we know from the Rex 84 plans that when this got exposed, they would say, well, it's going to be for the illegal aliens. And we may hope that that's what it's for, but people, they're getting rid of the border. They're not getting rid of illegal aliens. So see through that smoke screen, it is not for illegal aliens. And the thing I found yesterday that was strange is that apparently it is no longer part of CCA. It looks like they have transferred that over to ICE and Homeland Security now.
That was this week. They just transferred it, but CCA is still out there.
Yeah, you know, it's very blurred between, and this initially started in 2004. They said, well, we're underbedded. We don't have enough people in here. We're going to close this facility down, take it out of being a prison. And they do own one right up the street in Bartlett that's still operating as a prison, but they've decided to, what do they call it, residential living center or something like that.
Now, let's talk about the railway station that comes right up to 100 feet from the main gate.
Well, Taylor is a very heavy rail yard sort of city. It always has been. They do a lot of crew transfers there, and there's just a really large rail line, and that is the here in Austin, it's an east-west versus thing. You know, the have-nots live on the east side. 35 divides them. In Taylor, it's north-south. South of the tracks is the bad area, and this complex is right there at the rail yard. They could easily transport people into rail cars there, and most people in Taylor have no idea that it's even there. That it's just, it goes right over their head. They have no idea.
Now, let's be clear, because they have a FEMA emergency management center they keep very quiet out at the old airport here in Austin, which they admit is for citizens, and they have them in every major city like Pier 57 in New York, where they held 2,000 people in the 2004 demonstrations. They were just arresting whole crowds of innocent people for no reason.
With freedom fencing.
Yeah, and they call it freedom fencing, yeah, and they put in this barbed wire inside these big facilities. So the point is, this is the whole move of our society into this. And the question is why? I mean, ITT Technical, they hardly have any offices open anymore to teach technical stuff, but, oh, they'll teach law enforcement. I have a big article in Washington Post today about how all the security guards are starting to get cop power now, and they're out running checkpoints and pulling people over.
It's like the Pinkerton men or the Ballinger men. These are private goon squads that operate outside the law, and I think we need to be really reticent and watch this sort of these developments, because it's happening right in front of us. The papers are talking about it. They're funding these camps. They're building them. And realize that these are just interim camps. They're processing centers. They're not designed to hold people, great numbers of people, for very long.
Well, that's the truth. There's a lot of facets to this. We've got a video report, again, going up later this afternoon. But what were the people saying that did show up out there to be observers to make sure they didn't try to take your cameras? Because you did hear them. And were you able to pick that up on tape? Because Kevin and you, Aaron, had heard them talking about, well, hey, they got some of our faces. Maybe we need to get their tapes. And that's when I really got concerned. We've had people, we've had military at gunpoint take our cameras in San Antonio one time. Military police there at the edge of a base, Fort Sam Houston. I mean, what's it like in the U.S. of A. to have people coming over and saying, turn that camera off?
Yeah, it's very frightening. I mean, it's certainly a real feeling threat. I'm not sure exactly what we caught on video and what we didn't. It definitely happened, and it was kind of that chaotic moment.
Well, I've seen the video you were working with this morning and last night where he's saying, turn the camera off. So, but I know it happened multiple times.
Yeah. What you saw last night was the ICE officer in the middle of a public road, not even on their property, telling me to put my camera down and turn it off and stop filming him.
You didn't, though. You kept filming him, and he just accepts it because he knows it's all a bluff, see?
Yeah.
I mean, just because most of the public rolls over and licks your boots doesn't mean you really have those powers.
Well, you just say, yeah, okay, and you drop the camera a little bit down and then point it back up to him, and you just continue along. And I don't know. I have some real mixed feelings. I think we gave him a bit of a thrill yesterday because, like, the perimeter security people that just drive the perimeter at 5 miles an hour in a truck all day for 8 hours a day, I think we gave them a bit of a thrill because they got to U-turn, double back, stare us down. And I think after they let the older inmates out into the yard for a little while, we were expecting it was like the end of a class.
Yeah, we talked to other demonstrators who have been there, and we talked to other neighbors in the past, and they said they let the kids out around 1 o'clock. They wouldn't let them out until you guys left and came back at dusk, and they did let them out.
Yeah, we were watching them, and they were watching us, and I think we really got the impression they weren't going to let the children out until we were gone. So we went and grabbed some barbecue, and as we were leaving town, we thought, Aaron goes, let's go by one more time and look. And sure enough, there they were, and we ran our fat rear ends back across the field, and they kind of have a moat situation there, too. You know, the yard is, you know, there's nobody in the gun towers, but they do have them. And we were thinking like Brubaker, you know, we're out there in the outside.
Well, hell, it's 40-foot fences with Constantino wire.
Double fences. And there's a no-man's land in between them that's lit with spotlights, and it's a pretty pretty stark-looking
facility. Now, let's be clear. The Associated Press reported that 500 major lenders are giving housing loans and business accounts and private accounts at banks, quote, with no ID. And the federal government is, quote, encouraging them to do this, quote, so these communities cannot be removed. The Congress votes to allow later funding of a 700-mile fence, and Chertoff says it's not going to be built, was never going to be built. And so they arrest every few months 1,000 or so people in some televised raid. Let's take the conservative number of 15 million people here. If they arrested 1,000 a day, that'd be not even that many at the end of a year. Okay, so we're not even talking about 0.3 million here in a year, 300,000 that would be arrested, or I guess it'd be 365,000 that would be arrested. So not even 0.4 million here. But instead of it's 1,000 every few months in big stage, nationally televised smoke and mirrors events. And you said some Minutemen were out there. Did they? I mean, talking to them, because I've interviewed a lot of them here on air. Do they understand that Bush is running a big scam, or were they there to support these other than Mexican immigrants that are having their due process violated and their kids shipped off to CPS?
I don't know. That was a weird question in my mind to this day, because they came out to support, said, we got your back. Anytime you need us, we're there for you. But at the same time, they've got a bumper sticker that says, you know, Bush Cheney 04, Condi 08. So they're caught in the middle. They're confused. And as much as we are, I mean, we still have trouble grasping it, and we really know all the information, but it just gets so disorganized.
Well, really, it's just the elite against the people. But I mean, for listeners out there, though, you need to understand this. They admit that these new camps are for illegals and for those that have been involved in immigration violations or suspected of immigration violations, but they admit it's for U.S. citizens. But the point is, in fact, we ought to get that newscast you've got. We ought to upload it to the network so I can play that for people out of Dallas, where they admit that CPS came and took this this Arabic family's child because it's a citizen. No, the child should stay with the parents. But see, that shows any excuse to break up these families. It's like Katrina. Oh, no, the kids are going on this plane, you're going on that plane. And you don't have a choice. I mean, again, they're setting these precedents.
So true. And we don't have to, you don't have to say, well, black is white and up is down, all that thing, and that everything out of their mouths are lies. We just need to pay attention. Don't listen to what they say. Pay attention to their actions. We have the two border agents that are facing 20 years in prison right now in a $5 million civil suit from a Mexican drug dealer that they got into a firefight with on the border.
And they admit he was shooting at them, but they're saying, well, Border Patrol isn't allowed to pursue drug dealers. I mean, they have less powers than a security guard, basically. They're not even allowed to patrol certain areas. It's a joke, okay? It is a joke. What they need to be doing is apprehending people at the border. They need to be fining and going after employers, and that will nip this in the bud. Believe me, they start charging, you know, not every few months grab 1,000 illegals and ship half of them back. Every day, and we notice how they love to enforce every law that doesn't even really exist or isn't constitutional, but they could be enforcing against these businesses. They need to be enforcing against these businesses right now. But, I mean, hell, right here in Austin, the city of Austin employs so many illegal aliens, it'll make your head spin.
Yeah.
Vicente Fox came here 3 years ago and gave an award to the city of Austin, APD, for not following the law and being an amnesty, what do they call it?
It's sanctuary city.
Sanctuary city.
Yeah, Assistant Chief Rudy Landros received that award from Vicente Fox, as well as Wells Fargo. And
because they give them a debit card that's been accepted as an ID card.
Yeah, and now we've got Bank of America even, you know, trumping what Wells Fargo was doing. So,
where it's all in Spanish.
All in Spanish now, and transfer money for free, free home loans. And, you know, what, like Ron Paul says, the libertarian view of this, it used to be illegal aliens would come in that were very agriculture-oriented, ranch-oriented, you know, northern Mexico ranches. They would take their American dollars and go back and live very well in Mexico. But now it's the social services. I mean, why would they come? They can have everything for free, and I think if we were to enforce that, there wouldn't
well,
be
it's also sin. Well, yeah, but it's also discriminatory against other immigrant groups.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's hard for a European to immigrate to the U.S., very hard, very discriminatory. They are grabbing some Arabs and others, and it's almost like they're doing it as a stunt to demonize those of us that want to control the border. They're abusing these people publicly in front of everyone to then set the precedent to not enforce on any of these illegal aliens by violating their due process. They're slick, man. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's been since the mid-60s, I believe, Ted Kennedy pushed the law through that we really stopped the immigration of Northern Europeans into the country. Fortunately, my dad had come in on a work visa before then.
But your mom's from Texas. Your dad's a redcoat.
Yeah, he's a redcoat aerospace engineer. And we see the same problems here. It's very convenient to bring the Mexicans in because they border us. But in Germany, it's Turkish people. In France, it's Moroccan and Algerian. And in Britain, it's Pakistan and India. So the same thing is applied to all Western.
Oh, yeah. The globalists, the very people running the Iraq war, are the ones that are destroying our sovereignty. The very people that are overrunning our country, allowing it to happen, are the ones overrunning Europe. This is designed to destroy a middle class. If the middle class was black here, they'd be bringing in whites. Guys, thanks for coming in. Aaron, good job out there on camera. Good job, Kevin.
All right.
Well, thank you. It was eye-opening, to say the least.
All right. Thanks for coming in. This will be part two of a report we'll put up tomorrow. The other report will be up tonight. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, welcome back, folks. Before we go to Don, Linda, Joe, Carol, and others, we do have a free podcast daily at the end of each show. It serves out the 3 hours for free at InfoWars.com to your MP3 player or iPod or video pod, whatever you've got. And I suggest everybody sign up for it and tell everybody you know about the free podcast. Listen when you want, where you want, how you want. And don't forget, you can also hear the radio show re-aired streaming 24 hours a day. When it ends at 2 o'clock Central, it re-airs over and over again. And on a growing list of AM and FM stations out there that carry the transmission at different times, as well as WWCR, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. And you can, of course, get my 15 documentary films. I put my first seven, which I'd never gotten on DVD. They're finally all on DVD, from Matrix to Evil to the Masters of Terror to my three Police State films in a box set for $34.95. That is a 45% discount. $34.95, three films in one box set, three different DVDs. Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. We also carry other great films like 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, Loose Change Second Edition, and much more at the secure online bookstore and video store at Infowars.com, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. And until mid-January, we're going to have the New Year special, and it's over until next holiday season. And that is about 5-plus months, 5.3 months, free when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv year membership. Okay, you get almost half a year free when you sign up, and there's only about a week and a half left of that special at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's such a great activist tool because you can go get your membership and then just download them in super high quality, burn them to disk, give them to everybody you know. A lot of you are doing that. I want to commend you. Keep it up. My weekly TV report, in-studio video interviews, special reports. It's just, there's so much. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a trial membership for $5.95 a month. Let's now go to your calls. Let's talk to Don in the great state of Alabama. Hello.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Oh, man, I tell you what. I'm about to blow up. What is wrong with these Christians, brother? They think they're doing some self-fulfilled prophecy by letting everything come on us like it's doing. It's blowing my mind.
Well, that's it. Until 150 years ago, Christians said we have to be in the front lines fighting evil, and it was the salt of the earth, the light of the earth. Now they just smile and giggle and say, I know it's getting bad. That means I'll be getting taken out of here on a golden ejection seat soon. And, you know, they thought that in Nazi Germany, too. And it's disgusting. What do you think about it?
Well, brother, listen, I pastored three different churches from Alaska, Montana, and in Montgomery, Alabama. And I've, like you're into this, I've been in the book for 31 years. And they don't understand. They can't get past Ephesians chapter 6. They think everything is inward. And it's not, brother. It's not. They've got to understand that there is another force controlling these people, therefore they should stand up against them. Now, I've listened to Pastor Butch Paul, and I appreciate what he's doing and everything, but he needs to get to that New Testament stuff and study it out a little bit more.
What particular are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Ephesians 6 part. Everybody thinks, all the Christians that I'm dealing with, brother, and I've done passed out all kind of literature. I'm copying off stuff continuously on where I'm fixing to get on the radio down here.
Good.
And anyway.
Well, I don't understand how most of the prophets were killed for standing up against corrupt government. Jesus was killed for that. He beat the money changers. And then they just quote Romans 13 out of context when the whole history of Christianity was about standing up against evil.
Brother, it's got nothing to do with Romans. They always quote Romans 13, and 99% of them don't even know what the context is all about. It's aggravating. Oh, by the way, one question. Fort McClellan, Alabama, is it set aside for a FAME account?
Yes.
That's what I've been trying to tell everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, sir, for 1 minute. You want to be exact, 70 seconds. I'll come back and tell you about some FEMA camps. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.